I can imagine nothing worse than karaoke. I don't like going to karaoke and watching other people perform there. I'd run a mile. I'd run a mile. I'd run 100 miles to get away from somebody who wanted to enter me into a karaoke. And that's why I'll never go to Japan or wherever they invented karaoke. You know, I hear that if you go to Japan and you're doing business, they don't actually finish the deal until you go off to the drinking place and do karaoke together in the evening. I can think of nothing worse. I mean, why would I want to do karaoke? I mean, first of all, I can't sing. I don't suppose that really matters, since most of the people listening would be drunk. And I suppose there might be an advantage in it, in that you're given the words and you don't have to remember the words. But I'd want to be very drunk before I'd go in for it. Yeah, but then again, some people like it. I mean, I may be an extrovert, but I'm not an exhibitionist. Okay, so the question is, that's been put to me, is notwithstanding all my reservations, notwithstanding the fact that it's absolutely the worst thing I could be faced with, what song would I sing if I had to do it? And the song I would pick would bore the pants off everybody, because I always think that karaoke has to be, you know, lots of terribly lively and everything. But I don't care. If I don't like karaoke and somebody compels me to sing it, well, I'm going to sing all 9 minutes of the following song. And then I'll never be asked back again. Yeah, I think karaoke's all for making a big bang in a very short period of time. But my karaoke is designed to send everyone to sleep. I've chosen Madame George by Van Morrison from the album Astral Weeks, which first came out in 1968. I've chosen this because it's long. I like big, long pieces of music. And also, it tells a story. So I'm a sucker for stories. And it's always been one of my favourite records. So that's why I'm picking it. But also it means I don't have to bounce around on stage or anything. And I'll probably mime the words and get somebody to turn on the real music or something like that. Anyway, so look, here you have it, one of the, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest songs that's ever been written.
And that smell p.m. comes drifting through. Or the cool night or like Shalimar. It ain't sad to making all the stops. The kids out in the street collecting bottle tops. Gone for cigarettes and matches in the shops. Happy taking Madam Joy. Oh, that's when you fall. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's when you fall. Yeah, that's when you fall. When you fall into a trance, sitting on a sofa playing games of chance, with your folded arms and history books you glance into the eyes of Madam Joy. And you think you found the bag. You're getting weaker and your knees begin to sag. In a corner playing dominoes and drag. The one and only Madam Joy. It's the cops. And immediately drops everything she got down into the street below. And you know you gotta go on a train from Dublin up to Sandy Road. Snow. Say goodbye to Madam Joy. Dry your eye for Madam Joy. Wonder why for Madam Joy.
Madam George by Van Morrison. Whoa. From the album Astral Weeks, which first came out in 1968. I've chosen this because it's long.
Nothing worse than karaoke.
Big, long pieces.
I don't think I'm going to karaoke and watching other people perform there. I'd rather.
Say goodbye. in the wind and the rain on the back street. In the back street, in the back street. Cigarettes and let them toy. In the back street, in the back street.
I can imagine nothing worse.